Meeting to order, our first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
There are no changes to the agenda.
Okay, then, we'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 12, 2018 meeting.
If you'd like to approve them, they would be as revised. We just found some small items that needed to be addressed.
Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the minutes with some small revises.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, old business. You knew what you meant. Old business, we have one item of old business this evening, that being conditional use number 2138, Walker Construction Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2138 for Walker Construction Incorporated for site contracting excavating services with storage, repair and maintenance, and office space based on the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, property is a 17.42 acre parcel located on Robinsonville Road. Only 13.76 acres of the property will be used for the conditional use. Two, the site has a history of prior usage. Prior to the applicant's acquisition of it, it had been used as a borrow pit and a dump site. The applicants have cleaned up the site and stated they will continue to do so. Three, the activities of the conditional use will be confined to an area located approximately 900 feet back from the property line. The use is generally not visible from Robinsonville Road. Four, the applicants reside on the property. Five, the applicants have stated that all excavating work is performed off-site and that there will not be any dumping on-site. Six, there will be no retail sales from the property and the use is limited in nature. The conditions limit and limitations placed upon it, the use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Seven, the business provides a service to a variety of Sussex County residents and businesses. This intended use is of a public or semi-public character and will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to site contracting, excavating services with storage, along with maintenance and repairs to the equipment associated with the business and office space for the business. No other businesses shall be conducted from the site, and no vehicles associated with any other business shall be parked on the site. No retail sales will be conducted from the site. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes chipping, shredding, or grinding of any materials and also includes dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, as stated by the applicant, no signs shall be permitted. D, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours of operation. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the property shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. G, all stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management areas. H, there shall not be any dumping on the site, and a single dumpster permitted on this site shall be screened from view from neighboring properties or roadways. I, the final site plan shall clearly show all the areas for vehicle equipment, storage, and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. J, all equipment and vehicle maintenance repair shall occur indoors. K, all loading areas, storage areas, and trash containers areas shall be screened by the existing wooded vegetation located on the site with a minimum vegetative buffer of at least 50 feet from all property lines. This buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. L, Failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approved. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2138, Walker Construction Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything to distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and then describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing.